This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Snow levels across Colorado's high country are still fairly low, but most of Colorado's ski areas are open, and CPR's Dina Sieg says many of the remaining resorts will join them within the next week or so.
Telluride is scheduled to open on Saturday. Ski Cooper, outside of Leadville, has announced it will open December 6th. Both Sunlight Mountain Resort in Glenwood Springs and Granby Ranch are next, and set to open December 8th. And some other resorts have yet to announce their opening dates, including Echo Mountain in Idaho Springs, Monarch Mountain in Salida, and Ski Hesperus. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
There's a focus on outdoor recreation in Congress. The Explore Act is a package of 15 proposals, including expanding long-distance bike trails and leasing U.S. Forest Service land for workforce housing. Boulder-based rock climber Sasha DeJulian is pleased that it includes a provision to allow rock climbers to use fixed anchors on public lands.
I think that there's a lot of divide right now in our country, and seeing something that's unanimously supported across the aisles is really special.
DeJulian testified at a hearing for the bill Thursday. It's co-sponsored by Colorado Congress members Joe Neguse and Doug Lamborn. The state legislature will consider whether to create a uniform set of standards for jails across the state. The requirements would be developed by a panel of sheriffs and county commissioners, as well as a public defender. One member of the panel would also represent incarcerated people. If adopted, Colorado's attorney general would monitor whether jails are meeting the standards. One of the priorities for the new state historian is to preserve places that reflect the history of underrepresented people in Colorado Springs. Claire Oberon-Garcia says the goal is to add those sites to both the state and national historic registry.
There's been a study done that identified several potential sites that I totally wasn't aware of, but are significant to Black Colorado history right here in Colorado Springs.
State historian Claire Oberon-Garcia shall serve in that role until next August. This is CPR News.